I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Sunday, May 4th. The Well Community Collective is receiving a $1 million donation in support of its new program in the region. The donation from Bruce Power will support the new Youth Wellness Collective's goal of providing mental health and well-being for youth between the ages of 12 and 25 in Grey, Bruce, Huron, and Perth counties. This comes after the collective recently announced its flagship initiative, the creation of youth hubs, which are focused on providing a safe, supportive, and stigma-free environment for youth to access care and connect with their peers. It also provides a variety of supports addressing substance use, primary care, education, employment, housing, and wellness. The Township of Georgian Bluffs now has boat launch permits available for the 2025 season. If you're looking to have a fun day on the water at either the Balmy Beach or Big Bay boat launches, you'll want to get yours. Applications for boat launch permits are available through the Georgian Bluffs website. A West Grey man with cerebral palsy is putting his acting skills to the test for another year as part of the 2025 Easter Seals Disability Film Challenge. Joshi Shea and his caregiver Stephen Morrell have produced a two-minute-long feature that meets criteria set by Easter Seals. This year's film genre of choice was thriller suspense, with Morrell adding they enjoyed this year's film more because of more familiar surroundings.
We never really had a formal storyline as such. We just wanted to see what would happen. And then one kind of came out through the picture. We sort of borrowed a little bit from The Shining.
Finalists for each of the Easter Seals film categories will be announced on livestream this afternoon. On to national news. Hundreds of Albertans rallied at the Alberta legislature yesterday to support separation from Canada. According to media reports, this comes after earlier this week when Premier Danielle Smith's government proposed legislation that would lower the bar for holding a referendum. In March, Smith threatened a national unity crisis if the Prime Minister does not acquiesce to a list of her demands within 6 months, but reiterated this week that she supports a sovereign Alberta within a united Canada. Some small-town mayors are excited to see federal Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre's new prospective riding is in central Alberta, a Tory stronghold. According to media reports, as Poilievre seeks to regain his seat in the House of Commons, three-time elected MP for Battle River Crowfoot Damien Couric is giving up his seat to allow Poilievre to run again in the by-election later this year. One local mayor says it's a privilege to have him in the riding and is confident Poilievre should be able to win again. And a new poll suggests more than three-quarters of Canadians believe misinformation had an impact on the outcome of the federal election. According to media reports, the poll, which sampled more than 1,500 Canadian adults from April 29th to May 1st, found 19% of people think false information or misinformation had a major impact on the election. About a third said it had a moderate impact, and 26% said it had a minor impact. Only 9% believe it had no impact at all. Liberal supporters were the least likely to think misinformation had a role in the election at 74%, compared to 83% of Conservative voters and 87% of NDP voters. In sports, in the PJHL Schmalz Cup playoffs, Hanover beat Essex 6-1, while in the Professional Women's Hockey League, Ottawa beat Toronto 2-1 and Montreal beat New York 3-2. And in MLB action, the Jays fell to Cleveland 5-3. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.